Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM presents Third and Long, a weekly roundtable discussion where the distinct voices of the Rowan Radio Sports Department discuss everything in the world of football.
It's Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM, Third and Long podcast. Got the whole gang along this time. We finally made it to the end. Danny Ryan, Nick Earnshaw, Kayla Santiago, and then Gary Early, myself. We finally made it. So however many weeks it took to get to this point, we finally got here, and it is Super Bowl week. We did have a fun time talking about the Pro Bowl last week, but this is way more important. Super Bowl 55, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs in Raymond James Stadium. At the end of the day, it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a fun one, guys. I'm super pumped to see. Definitely got to highlight a lot of things that we're going to go over in this show. Obviously, game picks, MVP picks, all that stuff. Going to have a little bit of prop bet fun, you know. We're going to look at all the wacky bets going on for the Super Bowl. We're not going to do commercials because who knows? I don't really want to go into commercials. But Gatorade color, all that fun stuff. Coin toss, nonsense. That's my MO. And then where we're going to start with the GOAT talk. The biggest matchup people are talking about is honestly between two guys that never play on the field at the same time. It's Brady versus Mahomes. That's what this has been highlighted as. And we're finally going to get this matchup the way we want it in the Super Bowl. Last time we got it, Brady got the better of Mahomes. And I'm going to start here. We're not talking game picks yet, but I'm going to talk about who you think will be more key and more impressive to winning this game. Nick, I'll start with you. Who do you like more for Sunday, Mahomes or Brady?
I think based on what we saw in the NFC Championship game, I think Mahomes will outplay Brady. I think Brady needs to do a little bit more to win this game. I think offensively, you know, he's got a lot of weapons. He definitely can, but he's got to take care of the football. I think Mahomes is so explosive. He can get out of the pocket. He can run around a little bit. He has Tyreek Hill. He has Travis Kelce. He's got a pretty decent running back in Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I think Mahomes will outplay. I'm a little concerned about the Tampa Bay secondary. The last time the Chiefs played the Buccaneers, Patrick Mahomes went over 400 yards passing the football. So I think Patrick Mahomes will have a better overall yardage day than Tom Brady. I think he'll play probably the better game. So I think Tom Brady needs to do a lot more than Patrick Mahomes if he wants to win this game.
A lot of talk is between these two. I think it very well could lead out of these two, but I think these are the most intriguing matchup, even though they never play against each other. But last time you mentioned Mahomes had a fantastic game. Brady really didn't. Danny, I'll go to you. Do you expect the same from the regular season from Brady in this one?
I definitely expect him to bounce back compared to the Packers game. I mean, I rip him apart for that Packers performance, but then I look back at his games before that. I mean, he was playing pretty well. I mean, little mistakes, little interceptions in, I guess, a six-game span before the playoffs, and even in the playoffs against Washington. And lacking in the other team they played, honestly. But
honestly, not many people care at this point.
Yeah, I'm just focused on the Super Bowl at this point. But I definitely expect him to bounce back. He's going to be very careful. I mean, it's the Super Bowl. So I definitely expect him to bounce back and have a much better performance this time around.
I do really like Brady's odds to come back in this one. So I'll go to Kayla, who honestly, I got to give her some props here for a second. Because when we had our preseason show, one person had the boldest take, easily the boldest take. She wasn't correct, but what she eventually got down to was pretty on the money. Said Mr. Tom Brady was going to have a fantastic year. Went as bold to say was going to win MVP. Have to rub that in your face a little bit. That didn't happen. But he's here. This is your guy. You're taking over for Tom Brady at this point. What do you expect from Tom Terrific, as some call him?
Listen, I think Tom Brady had kind of an iffy regular season, but what really impressed me was throughout the playoffs. I didn't think the Bucs were going to make it this far, and they did, and I think that has, of course, a lot to do with Tom Brady. The way that he was able to play in the playoffs is completely different to me than he played in the regular season. Now, Patrick Mahomes, I do think, has a lot more weapons offensively. I mean, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are playing out of their minds, and a lot of that has to do with Patrick Mahomes. You got to think, though, the weather conditions, not that it's going to slow them down a lot, but it is supposed to rain on Sunday, so that's going to be interesting to see how much Andy Reid wants Mahomes to really roll out of the pocket to run the ball. I think yards-wise, Mahomes is going to have a better game just because he can do so much out of the pocket. But I don't know. It's going to be a really, really close game. I think this is a matchup that everybody really wanted. You know, a very, very good player, one of the best to ever play the game in Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes, who could be that guy, and it seems that he's going to be that in the next few years. I don't really know what I expect, but I do think Mahomes, statistic-wise, yards-wise, will have a better game. But I don't know. Tom Brady, he's going to be right there as well.
Something we didn't really mention when we were going over the Super Bowl on offside, mainly because how much of an impact it ever really has in a game is sometimes really small, is the weather conditions. In Tampa, Florida on Sunday, it's supposed to be rainy, mid to low 70s, so humid. It's not going to be fun. And a chance for thunderstorms. That could be big for the outcome of the game and what happens during the game if we'll have a delay or anything like that. So that's something to keep in mind. I think the biggest thing here is I expect both quarterbacks to play well enough. I don't think either quarterback's going to blow the game for him. There was a chance, you could argue, Brady last week, 2 weeks ago against Green Bay, had a chance to blow the game for the Buccaneers through three picks. That's something me and Danny have been highlighting for the past couple weeks now, has been Brady didn't play well in the NFC Championship game. Will he bounce back in the Super Bowl? I think absolutely. This is Brady's environment. He's the only person with this much experience in a Super Bowl ever. He's kind of set up to come back in this situation, which we'll get into more detail when we get into game picks, because that is a part of what I like. I like the veteran mentality that Brady has at this point. He's not playing like been there, done that, but because he's still got that chip on his shoulder, but he's confident. He knows what he's expecting, and I like that mentality. But going to go on to one of the things that is huge here. The legacy between both these quarterbacks. The GOAT talk. This nonsense at this point, because Patrick Mahomes is 25 years old and Tom Brady is 42 years old and maybe not retiring for another 5 years in some people's mind. But the legacy of these two quarterbacks. Who has more on the line? Danny, I'll start with you. Who has more on the line in Super Bowl 55, Brady or Mahomes?
As I told you before, it's 1,010% Tom Brady here. I mean, like I said, an Offsides, our terrific live talk show that airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes.
On Channel 2.
Plug. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I mentioned that basically Patrick Mahomes is 25 years old. He's got his entire career ahead of him. The fact that he's already made back-to-back Super Bowls is already insane. If he can pull off and defeat Tom Brady in this Super Bowl, that'd be awesome. That'd put him on a great path to probably overtaking him as the greatest of all time, the greatest quarterback of all time. But Tom Brady 1,000% has the most to lose in this game. I mean, he'll still be the greatest of all time. Don't get me wrong. Patrick Mahomes is not going to ascend to that spot after two Super Bowl wins, but he definitely does not want to lose to a young quarterback, no matter how good Patrick Mahomes is. He wants to make a statement here and prove that he can win without Bill Belichick and win on this Buccaneers squad, especially with all the weapons that they do have.
Kayla, I see you nodding, shaking your head in agreement, disagreement, a wide range of facial expressions with what Danny has said. How much do you agree and disagree with that?
I definitely agree. I don't necessarily think if Patrick Mahomes wins the Super Bowl that he's going to ascend Tom Brady at any point. I think that Brady at this point has 6 rings. He's done that a lot with Bill Belichick. But now this guy, the Chiefs were expected to get to this spot, right? Patrick Mahomes is expected to get this far to probably try and be the MVP this season. The Bucs were not. The Bucs were expected to at least make a push in the NFC, but they were not Super Bowl bound if you're talking about teams in the beginning of the year. Tom Brady has the most to lose for the pure fact that if he's able to win, that just shows that he made the right decision going to Tampa Bay and that he can do this on his own. He's going to have 7 rings if he wins. And at that point, he's almost untouchable if Tom Brady can get this done, especially against Patrick Mahomes, who is a fantastic quarterback. Andy Reid, who is a great coach. I mean, the Chiefs have outstanding weapons. The Bucs do as well. I think the Bucs have a little bit of a better defense, so that could help them. But listen, Tom Brady has a lot to lose. 7 rings on the line here. It definitely is going to have to go with Brady. I'm going to have to agree with Danny on that one.
7 rings. And no, we're not talking about Ariana Grande. It would be the most in NFL history. Not amongst the players, amongst teams. Nobody touch him. The Patriots have 6. The Steelers have 6. Niners have 5 or 6. 5, correct. Yeah, it would be untouchable. Nick, I'll go to you. legacy-wise, how much is on the line for Brady here?
I'm going to probably break with Danny and Kayla on this one. I don't think Tom Brady has really much to prove after this. I mean, I think he clearly made the right decision. He got back to the Super Bowl without Bill Belichick. He already has 6 rings. He's already been solidified as probably the greatest quarterback of all time. I think Patrick Mahomes has more to add to his legacy. He's still a young quarterback. He still has to build up that resume if you want to put him in the conversation. Obviously, it's way too early. But I think Tom Brady has already solidified his status in the Mount Rushmore of NFL players and NFL quarterbacks. I mean, with the way he's been able to play, especially at his age right now, to even get back to the Super Bowl with a new team after being in the same system for 20-plus years, I mean... I don't think there's much for him to prove after this. I mean, he got back to the Super Bowl, which is actually insane. If he wins it, it just cements him even more. So I don't think Brady really has too much to prove. I think adding to Mahomes' resume to help solidify his status, I think that is where I'm going to go. I think Mahomes definitely has more to prove than Brady because I think Brady's already solidified.
I'm in the middle here, and it's odd to say that because of the fact that, well, Brady has a chance to become probably the all-time undisputed one of the best players in all of sports, touched only by the great one Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Those are the only guys you can put in the same category as Tom Brady at this point. Some people would say you can't put MJ and LeBron on that level. It's different goat talk. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I have no comment on that.
I know. Stop it. But nevertheless, 7 NFL championships, 7 Super Bowls, that's a mark that might never be touched again. But if I think any quarterback has that opportunity to hit 6, 7 past that, I think it's the guy he's going up against. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. While I'm in the middle, I don't think with a loss here, Brady, like, oh, there's 15 quarterbacks better than him. No, he's still probably one. You can make an argument for other guys, but it's a tough one to make. So I don't think it hurts him too much by losing this one. It would be his 4th Super Bowl loss, if I'm correct. So that's kind of iffy, but still, he's above 500, so who really cares? And went to a new team. There's excuses for Brady to make it not matter if he loses this one. Mahomes, I feel like there's less excuses, but you can always have the argument where he went up against a GOAT and he's 25 years old. So that's kind of the issue. I think you can argue both sides. I'm going to go, for argument's sake, I'm going to go on Mahomes' side and say he has more to lose / prove here. Due to the fact that he is 25 with a win, he can skyrocket up to a top 10 player in football history, legacy-wise, if he retired tomorrow. You can say he can already cement himself as one of the greatest to play the game if he beats Tom Brady in his 3rd season.
A 44-year-old Tom Brady, though. I mean, I'm not taking away his talent, but still, I mean, it's not like this is a, you know, chicken over here.
I do understand. I think this Buccaneers team is one of the better teams Brady has played on ever. One of. Not saying they're the best. I'm saying they're one of. This is easily probably the best weapons he's ever had, to say the very least. But that's where the issue gets in here. I think it's just Brady is such a smart football mind in this situation where if he wins here, it's gonna make him look incredible. If he loses here, no one's going to care. And if Mahomes loses here, they're going to say, well, he lost to Tom Brady. And if he wins here, they'll say, okay, this is the true passing of the torch moment, which how much do you guys think this could be a passing of the or is a passing of the torch moment? Danny, I'll start with you.
As long as they keep that offense around him, I think it definitely could be a passing of the torch moment. I mean, you've seen what he's been able to do since he entered the league and overtook that spot from Alex Smith. I mean, he's just we have not seen anything like it, arguably, since Tom Brady. I mean, it's just
that's a good person to compare it to.
It's very convenient for me right now, so I'm going to roll with it. But no, it's just unreal that what he's been able to do, and to think that this was considered some sort of a down year, that Aaron Rodgers outperformed him, you know, with 38 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That's just, you know, that just proves how great this guy really is, and how great he will be for the rest of his career, unless he suffers a career-ending injury, which I don't see happening, and I really don't hope happens.
Knock on wood.
I hope it does not happen, but yeah, no, I think it definitely could be a passing of the torch moment. Like I said, though, especially if they keep that offense around him, they keep those talented players around him. If they, for some reason, can't afford a certain amount of people, then it may be a different scenario, but I definitely think it could be.
I think this is the closest thing. Like, these are the two the best comparison for this situation is MJ versus LeBron in terms of GOAT talk. The difference between them two is we're actually seeing it. We've seen it before Mahomes versus Brady, and now we're seeing it again. Sure, the situation a little bit different. If this isn't prime Brady versus prime Mahomes, it's prime Mahomes versus 42-year-old Brady. Some argue he's still in his prime. I would say you're dead wrong. But nevertheless, I think this is where it's fun to see because you can make these arguments. Nick, I'll go to you. Thoughts on this GOAT status thing?
I think it definitely could be a passing of the torch. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has done things that I've never seen a quarterback do before. I mean, the no-look passes, his athletic abilities, ability to get out of the pocket, move around, make great throws down the field. I mean, he definitely could cement himself if he does win this game. As, like you said, I'm with you. Maybe top 15. I wouldn't go top 10 yet.
Yeah, no.
But definitely he's done things I haven't seen a quarterback do. And he's such a different quarterback than Tom Brady. Tom Brady is obviously a pocket passer, and Mahomes is just so agile. So I really think it could be a passing of the torch moment. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I do think that the Patrick Mahomes has the ability – to elevate his game even more. Like, I don't even believe he's hit his prime yet, to be honest. So
he's just entering that, which is scary to think. First of all, I play up for in this case, the microphone. I play off for the microphone a little bit when I say top 10, all right? I'm not ready to go that far. I'll level my head a little bit.
I definitely was a bit shocked when you said that.
Oh, no, I understand. But, yeah, I think he can get to that level with a win here. Kayla, I'll go to you before we talk a little bit about the keys to victory for both sides. Passing the torch moment, yay or nay, what do you think?
I definitely think it is. I mean, first off, you're beating probably the best quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. Now, yes, Tom Brady's 42 years old, but that's still a great accomplishment when you're going up against that guy. I think something that's interesting, though, is Patrick Mahomes is so young, and he's a part of this young core of Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence going to be coming in this upcoming year as well. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be the leader of that, and I think if that he can solidify a win on Sunday, that's just going to put him above and beyond all of his competition in that young quarterback core.
Mahomes trying to get his second Super Bowl, second back-to-back, while Brady, he's trying to get 7 rings. Look at me, being creative, putting a little Ariana Grande in it. But still got the keys to victory, and it's going to go out of Brady's hands to a point. It's not Brady's game. It's a team game. It's a team game. Sorry, Ariana. I have to cut you off for a second there. But nevertheless, keys to victory. I want you to give me both sides. Nick, I'll start with you. For Tampa Bay, what is their biggest thing to worry about in this contest?
I think for me, I think Tom Brady's got to take care of the football. He turned the football over a few times last week against 2 weeks ago against the Packers. So I really do believe if they take care of the football and don't give Patrick Mahomes the ball back, keep Mahomes on the sideline, I really think that time of possession is going to be really key in this game. I think that Tom Brady and the Buccaneers offense controls the ball. They get stops on defense, you know, keep Mahomes off the field. I really think they can win this game if that happens. For the Kansas City Chiefs, I think that for them to win, I think they're going to have to really run the football a good amount, because the rain, I think, is going to play a factor. So I think running the football, getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire involved in this game, even in the passing game, I think is going to be key for them to win.
I think running game is going to be an interesting matchup. I think it might end up being a very gritty game, and I think that happens. I think one team's more set for that. So for Tampa Bay, I think try and play that way, even if it turns out it's going to be beautiful, and beautiful clear skies and perfect weather conditions for football on Sunday, which it doesn't look to be. If I'm the Bucks, I still want to play that way. I know I have a better running game. I know I have a quarterback that won't force a ball down the field. He'll take his little dink and dumps. He's done it before. This is Tom Brady's bread and butter. If he doesn't have to force a pass, he's not gonna. So that's going to be a big key, holding onto the football and running game. You're absolutely right, Nick. But I'm going to go on the defense side of the ball for Tampa Bay. Put as much pressure on Patrick Mahomes as possible, because they're going to want to throw the football just as much as Bruce Arians wants to throw the football, probably more. I think if you disrupt that, which they have an incredible front seven, and make Mahomes have to make decisions quick, which he can do. I'm not saying he can. He's Patrick Mahomes. But you don't allow that deep shot. You don't allow those double moves to work in the secondary with Tyreek Hill. If you get to the quarterback quick enough, it's going to be huge. So Devin White's going to probably be coming on a lot of blitzes. He can be a cover guy, but I don't want him covering as much in this game because we need that pressure on Mahomes. And Jason Pierre-Paul, I mentioned him all throughout the week. He's going to be a big part of this. He's going to be a big part of whether they can get to the quarterback enough. If they can't get to the quarterback, Mahomes is going to torch that defense up because he already did this season. Tyreek Hill will absolutely maul that secondary. It's a very suspect secondary. So that's my thing for Tampa Bay. Get to the quarterback as quick as possible and make Mahomes have to think quick. And for the Chiefs, I think defensively, you got to just play smart. Get off the field on third down. I think that's pretty simple. You're going to get in situations where Brady's going to work the clock. He's going to get you third and threes, third and fours, third and fives, and he's going to convert a bunch of them. You have to make sure you get off the field on third down because that's how they're going to want to play the game. Go the distance. Take the long drive. That's how Brady's going to win this game if it comes down to that. So getting off the field on third down and converting on turnovers are going to be huge for Kansas City. Kayla, I'll go to you, then I'll go to Danny. Keys to victory for Kansas City and then for Tampa Bay. Kayla, who you got?
You stole what I was going to say, actually.
I stole Nick's, too. I feel bad for Danny because we're all gonna steal his. I'm sorry.
Listen, I think that the main key for Tampa Bay is absolutely going to be their defense. Tom Brady is going to be Tom Brady no matter what. He does need to protect the ball a little bit better, but he's going to be able to get to his guys. For the Buccaneers, the main thing that they have to worry about is Patrick Mahomes equaling Tom Brady in his offensive game. That's going to be the biggest problem because Mahomes is the guy to do that, to kind of create a shootout situation. Devin White and Levante David had incredible games against Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. Now, Rodgers and Brees aren't as mobile as Patrick Mahomes, but if you can stop a guy that's going to be the MVP in Aaron Rodgers, then you can certainly stop Patrick Mahomes. I think that's going to be the game plan because if Mahomes is able to roll out of that pocket, you give him any sort of time, he's going to connect with Hill or Kelsey, and it's going to be a big problem. And I think for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's really just going to be about getting those guys open and Gronk and Evans, even Antonio Brown. I think that those targets are going to have to find ways to get around those Kansas City corners in order for Tom Brady to hit them because Brady is going to face pressure. As we said before, he hasn't been the best at protecting the ball. He's not necessarily a mobile quarterback like Patrick Mahomes. So those guys are really going to have to figure out how to battle with those corners to give Brady some options.
Brady is not a mobile quarterback in the way a traffic cone can move.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. You're absolutely right there. Danny, I'll go to you before we get into a little bit of fun. Super Bowl is fun. So we're going to talk a little bit of fun stuff. But I'll go to you. Keys to victory for Tampa. And then for KC, who you got?
Well, let's see. I have a lot to work with here. I'm gonna go with for the Buccaneers. I said it earlier, but Tom Brady needs to protect that football. He cannot, I repeat, cannot do anything close to what he did. Two weeks ago, I believe. I may have my weeks messed up against the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers lost himself that game along with Matt LaFleur. They just played it, they executed it terribly, and they really just shot themselves in the foot and took themselves out of that game. And then for the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to say you need to limit that pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Now, like I said before, Patrick Mahomes is going to make those plays. He's going to scramble out of the pocket. He's going to make those absurd plays that leave us just saying, wow. But if he's going to get a lot of sacks on, I'm sorry, I'm speaking terribly right now. If he's going to be taking a lot of sacks, it's not going to be good for his play or the team's play overall. I mean, I know, like I said, he is Patrick Mahomes, but they do have two tackles out for this game. He's going to be receiving a lot of pressure. You just got to try and limit it as much as you can if you're those two tackles subbing in for the two huge losses they have for the Super Bowl on this weekend or Sunday.
Danny has been my workhorse today, so I give him a little bit of credit.
Bit of a brain fart there.
No. You're fine. I've been having him do a lot. We talk a lot of Super Bowl, so you know, we've been doing this a while. That's why I've been stuttering all the time too. We've been working for a while, so yeah, I would agree with a lot of that. I think the offensive line is going to be huge for KC. That's something Danny mentioned before as well. That's going to be a big thing, especially with Eric Fisher out, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Fisher's out,
so
yes.
That's going to be huge as well. So a lot of things to look at on the more serious side of the Super Bowl. However, we know we're football fans, we're sports fans, but Super Bowl brings everyone together. Casual fans, no fans, people that just like dog commercials. All these random people love the Super Bowl. It's probably the biggest spectacle in sports, and there's a lot that goes along with it. But we're going to do one of the most interesting things. I would assume one of the biggest days for sports betting, which we don't do. We don't condone if you're under the age of 21. However, there's a lot of fun things to go over in the prop bet department, which is always fun. So we're going to talk a little bit about these. I want to know you guys' opinion on some of these prop bets. Starting off first with the coin toss. Obviously, the odds are the same both ways. It's 50-50. Then you can guess who you think will win the coin toss, but I'll let you do that as well. This is where we get a little fun. Nick, I'll go with you. Coin toss, where are you going? Heads, tails?
Listen,
KC?
I'm gonna go Kansas City wins the toss, and it's going to be tails. I'm just feeling tails never fails. I got to go with that. I don't know what the last few Super Bowls have been, but I'm feeling tails on this one. I think Kansas City wins it, and I think they'll defer, and Tampa Bay will get the ball first.
It's 50-50 odds both way. Negative 103 for both heads, tails, and then for KC or Tampa. Kayla, I'll go with you. Heads, tails, KC or Tampa Bay?
I think it's going to be heads, and I'm going to have to agree there. I think that Kansas City is going to win the coin toss, and they are going to defer. I think Tampa Bay is going to have an interesting way to start off this game.
What a fun way to do this. So you both said Kansas City. You said heads, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, did you say tails?
I said tails, yeah.
Okay. Danny, this is our chance. You know what, you know what to pick. What are you picking?
Well, I guess great minds think alike because Nick stole my slogan. But tails never fails. I'm going tails on the coin toss. And I'm going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. I think Tom Brady is that football mind, as
you
said
knows.
Earlier. He knows exactly where that coin's going to land. So I'm going with the Bucs and Tom Brady. Tails never fails, baby.
Okay, so now this is fun. I only have one option. I'm going Tampa wins the toss. They go heads, defer to the second half. There we go. Bingo, bingo. We got the boring one out of the way. The coin toss isn't really that fun. But we're going to go on a Gatorade color. This one's a little bit fun because I have a theory behind it. So my go-to bet is it's going to be the color orange. And
whoa,
let me tell you why. And most people would agree with me. I want to make sure I can get the actual thing up as well in a sec. But
I have a very different theory, so I'm excited to hear yours.
So my theory is the fact that last year the color was orange and the Chiefs won. Guess what? If the Chiefs win again, I think it goes down to the equipment manager, whoever's making the Gatorade. They like the color orange. They like orange Gatorade.
Mm.
And if the Chiefs win, it's the safest bet to go with orange. So that's what I think. Who wants to jump in and disagree with me? Danny, you were hyping your prediction up. Go for it.
You see, I'm going red.
Ooh.
Before I even say who's going to win, both teams' main colors are red. Obviously,
that's a good point.
If the Chiefs want to switch it up, where are they going to go from orange to what? Red? I don't even think there is white Gatorade, so I'm pretty sure they're going red. And then if the Bucks win, Bucks staple color is red as well, so I really don't think I can be wrong here, but I hope I am because I would look like such a clown.
Red / pink is +300. Orange is the favorite at +125.
Pink.
So, it's kind of like if the Gatorade's a little too watered down, I guess.
Yeah,
they do this to make sure that like no one's like, it was red. No, it was pink.
I do think there is a clear color.
Clear is another option.
Yeah, I think
it's like frost.
Yeah, but
it's going to
look like water, though.
Clear
yeah.
is another
like
option.
Yeah.
Clear / water is another option. Do either one of you use Nick or Kayla have water / clear?
No, I don't have that as my pick.
Okay,
though.
Nick, I'll go with you. What do you got?
I'm going light blue. We're
light
in Florida.
Blue.
Yeah, we're in Florida. We're in Florida. I'm thinking clear water, light blue. I like that color. I don't think orange goes 2 years in a row. I don't think it happens
Andy
again.
Andy Reid does not care about
so
Florida.
So I think I'm going light blue with this one.
That
really
is an underdog pick.
Yeah, I like
plus +750. That's
some good odds.
Not good odds.
No, it's good odds because I would take it. If I were a betting man, I would take it.
Okay. And then Kayla, I'll go with you. Gatorade shower color. What do you got?
I'm going to pick red because the past 3 years, I just looked it up. The Eagles, it was yellow. For the Patriots, it was blue. And then for the Chiefs, it was orange. I feel like red is just the next color that needs to happen. And also, I think this is the first year I'm ever going to pay attention to the
because
Gatorade
I'm
color
making
because every other year, I didn't even notice until I actually looked it up to see what colors they were, but that's like the next main color. So I have a feeling
lemon
it's
lime
be red.
Green is someone that honestly
I didn't even think about.
That's
that
usually a very big color for sports Gatorade, and it's plus 450. That's kind of low.
What's the lowest one?
Do you want to guess?
No, I don't know. I really have
purple.
No idea. Is it purple? Is it purple?
I said it first.
Purple at plus 900.
That's crazy. Watch it be purple.
It's probably going to be purple.
See, that's why I say, like,
gonna
just
they're going to clown us all. Yeah,
every year, someone should just randomly go purple, and it never is. Like, the only reason I know the last time it was is because I looked it up and because it was the Giants. The Giants in 2012 had purple Gatorade. So, the one guy in the country who's, like, consistently been like, God, it's going to be purple. It's going to be purple. Was so happy that the Giants won the Super Bowl that year. More happy than maybe I was, because he possibly made money on it. So who knows? Who knows? We do not condone gambling on this podcast. Let me just make that clear. And if you are going to do it safely, which is fair. But next we're going to go down to more football-related ones. This is where it's fun. First, touchdown score. All these odds are from FanDuel. So we'll go to first touchdown score for the Super Bowl. Kayla, I'll start with you. Who do you think is going to score the first touchdown?
I think I said
player,
the Bucks.
Player, let me get that right. Player.
Right. I said the Bucks are going to end up having the ball first because the Chiefs will defer. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay right out of the gate. This might be not a very popular pick, but I'm going to go Tom Brady to Antonio Brown for the first touchdown of the game. I think that'll be something interesting to see and will kind of set the tone for the Bucks starting out in that first quarter.
And Nick, I'll go to you.
I'm going
to
take a huge underdog right now. I said Tampa Bay's getting the ball first as well. I think they're going to go down the field. They're going to get close to the goal line. I'm going to go Leonard Fournette is going to run it in. I like Leonard Fournette. I think they get down to the goal line on the opening drive, and I think Leonard Fournette runs it in. I like that pick. I think Leonard Fournette does it.
So, Kayla, who did you have to score the first touchdown?
A.B.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
He is way down on this list. Kayla's got incredible odds at plus 1,600.
Wow.
So that's fun. Don't worry.
The underdog.
Don't worry. Nick's not too far behind you at plus 10,000. Yeah.
Right there.
You're plus 1,600. He's plus 1,000. I'm sorry. So it's a little bit better. Danny, do you have a safer pick? Who you got?
I do, and I hate myself for it because I hate being basic, but I told you that the Bucs are going to win the coin toss. They're going to defer. Kansas City's getting this ball, and they're going to go to a big body in the end zone, Travis Kelce, for the first touchdown of the game.
That is he has the best odds. But don't worry, don't worry.
Prediction
no,
ever.
Don't
I
worry.
Know. I hate myself for it, but I have to. I mean, if I'm saying the Bucks are winning it, Travis Kelce's getting that first touchdown.
It's a viable pick. I think it's a viable pick.
I'm going to be on the same page as you. I'm not going to say Kelce, but I'm going to pick a player with the same odds on FanDuel. Tyreek Hill, plus 600. They're both 600.
You guys are no fun.
I know.
No, because I'm doing
it. You guys are no fun.
The Super Bowl is always weird.
All right, we had our wild picks. Now we have the safe picks.
Yeah, no.
It's only fair.
I have some wild picks. I've been picking wild picks all year long. Long, and I want to go safe for one, okay? I want to go safe.
This is shocking, everyone.
Yeah, I want to go safe.
This never happens.
Staying now, safe. Boring, so, Gary. So boring.
So, who knows? Maybe I'll go. I might go Tom Brady as the first touchdown score. He has to rush it in for that. That's why his odds are crazy. Or Scotty Miller. Oh, I could go Scotty Miller at plus 2,500.
Scotty Miller on a drag?
Wow.
Scotty Miller. No, Scotty Miller burns the corner.
Oh, you're getting him on a 99 yarder.
Are you going to take Scotty?
They sack him to the one. You got him on a 99-yard
touchdown for my boy Scotty Miller. That's what I'm talking about.
He is the true underdog.
He really is. Yeah. He's got better odds than Tom Brady. So, I mean, who's the real GOAT?
Tom could sneak it in, though.
Who's
like
that? He does
that's
that
a possibility.
He does that pretty often. Yeah. So, nobody really has like a bad one unless you pick like LeSean McCoy at plus 95,000.
Yeah, that's just.
So, the odds are kind of crazy. It's crazy skewed once you go lower on the list. But, you know, I'm going to go safe. Me and Danny, we're going to go safe on this one. I think that's fair. Now, we get into a little bit of a more fun thing. We talked about the game. We're going to go back to the game in a little bit. But we're going to talk about the halftime show. The weekend, the Super Bowl halftime performer this year. And now I'm going to ask a couple, maybe one or two questions regarding this man playing the song behind me. Maybe it might be your answer. I want to know, what's the first song you think The Weeknd will play at this year's Super Bowl halftime show? I'll show you the odds for, I think, maybe the top 10 songs that he could play, but you got to guess which one he's going to play first. Danny, are you a big Weeknd guy?
I have been getting into the Weeknd more recently as he's released some new songs. And I think he released an album as well.
Yeah, today.
But I do have to... He released one today?
Yeah, I think it was like a highlight tape.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, biggest hits, I think.
This odds
Nick has come prepared.
This odds can very well be changed if there's new music on it. So, Danny, I'll go to you. What do you think's the first song he's going to play during his set list?
I must educate myself very quickly, so I'm looking up his most famous. I know it's not going to be Earned It, because that would just be way too inappropriate for the Super Bowl.
You would think, but it's not on this list, but, you know, there's maybe.
I'm going to say... I hate myself from being basic again. I'm probably going to go Blinding Light just because that's a very reliable pick. Or After Hour. I don't know. There's so many good ones. I don't know. All
the Weeknd,
right.
This is a good Super Bowl halftime show. I'm not going to lie. The Weeknd is, I have a feeling he's going to put on a show.
Final answer. Blinding Lights or After Hours, I believe it is. I've been listening to it recently. Give me 1 second.
So
come back to me.
I'm gonna lock in for right now Blinding Lights at +400. That's the second best odds. And Nick, you're a Weeknd guy.
I like the Weeknd.
You're a big Future guy, I've been told.
Yes.
Big Future guy. These two have collabed.
Yes.
Firstly, this is just a question that I'm gonna ask, and I might ask everyone again because there are actually odds on this. Do you think Future or any special guests are gonna come through? And if they do, more importantly, what do you think the first song is gonna be?
I think it would be cool if he had had Future or another guest come out. I think
Future
that would
Hendrix.
Be pretty cool. Yeah, it would be cool. But I don't know if we'll have anybody come out. He does have a longer halftime show. I did see that it's gonna be longer than usual. I think they're trying to make it like a TV type special because of COVID, not as many fans. But I think I'm gonna go Can't Feel My Face. I think he's going to start out with that one. I don't know why. I have a gut feeling that he's going to start out with that one. He's got a lot of good songs. I like The Weeknd. But I think Can't Feel My Face, I think that's a good one to start out with.
Gary, I'm ready.
You ready? What do you got?
Lock in After Hours. I just listened to a little bit of a snippet of it. That is the perfect song to open up to, and if he doesn't, he is a clown.
So,
that is the perfect suspense.
So I apologize. I don't have Can't Feel My Face, which is a great song, and After Hours, once again, great song. I don't have them in the system, so I'm sorry.
Rigged.
I dropped the ball
Unreal.
On those. However,
Unreal.
After Hours, that would be an interesting take because
that'd be a solid one.
I don't have it on this list, according to the sportingnews.com does not have their odds. So you're absolutely right. Would be a fantastic opener, and I think very likely, but they don't have it. So you might need to go find a William Hill. You might have to go find a sports book and tell them to add
just
it on there.
Come to my side. Can't Feel My Face.
Can't Feel My Face is the third highest odds at +425. Kayla, I'll go to you. What do you expect here?
All right. Well, first off, I'm going to say that I don't think that they're going to have any guest artists for the pure fact that COVID, because I'm pretty sure, you know, they probably ought to get tested, that whole thing. I don't know if they want to chance that, but I'm going to take The Hills. I'm not really a big Weeknd fan. I haven't really listened to a lot of their music, but I do know that song. So, and I think that has a really cool beginning that could kind of start out the halftime show on a good note. So I'm going to go with that one.
That's a solid choice.
See, I'm not the top 40 director, so please blame please blame Brandon Searles for why we don't have as much Weeknd in the system. We really only have the new stuff. I'm going to go down the list and tell you what the best odds are. Starboy has the best odds at +350. That would be a good one. You said The Hills, right?
Yes.
That would be a fantastic opener with that, like...
You know the beginning,
it's just like
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That would be cool.
Like the lights coming up and everything.
Yeah, that would
be
really good. They have Save Your Tears at +500. He's going to close with that, 100%.
Yeah, I think I feel like he'd close with Blinding Lights. Yeah. I really do.
Do we have to play a snippet of Save Your Tears? I have that.
I've got it if you want it.
You know, I have it.
Great song. Great song.
It's a good song.
He's a good artist.
Yeah, we like The Weeknd here at Roan Radio. I do a whole lot. I love The Weeknd. I'm not going to say he's going to play Save Your Tears. I really don't think he's going to play that.
It's just not an opening song.
It really isn't an opener. And just for sake of having the music ready, I think I know what song it's going to be. I think we know what song it's going to be.
I feel like they never start with the most popular song, though. I feel like this is going to be the middle.
Save Your Tears is just as popular right now. We haven't heard...
All right, but this is heard more by most people than Save Your Tears.
Let's take a listen at Kayla's Kayla's prediction.
So that's Ready? My thing. That's my thing. Oh, what, we got the hills?
Yeah.
We got the hills up?
The beginning of that song is just iconic.
Wait, let me see if I can pop it up on the YouTube. Right. Hold on.
You got a little snippet on
But mind. Yeah, it could.
I think the hills
be a
will
be bit nicer.
The hills will be my second choice to this, open. This I think he ends with Blinding Lights, because that's his like biggest song,
yeah,
I think.
Maybe.
Especially since the past year.
I really disagree. I really think...
I mean, there was an entire TikTok trend around.
Yeah, and I think he has a whole special around. I think he's going to do like a huge thing with Blinding Lights.
Charlie D'Amelio
comes
out.
I think that's why he would start with it, you know?
I think he ends with it, though. Like, nah. End on a bang.
This has gotten intense.
End with a bang.
This is interesting. So, oh, no, we got ads.
It's okay.
I'm going to sit through it and edit it out.
It's all right.
Like, just think how cool this would be.
Yeah,
like, you know
like
what I'm saying?
That would be cool.
So, it would be pretty cool. I would agree. It would be a really good song to put into the intro. I think it would also have that like classic Weekend fan, which I would say I'm a part of. I love this album, and this one was with Can't Feel My Face. So that one, it would
How
be interesting
long
to see.
How long ago was that? Because that song's been out for a while.
A hot minute ago, I will say. But yeah, Starboy's a really good option.
2015.
Yeah,
that album came out.
I am an old man.
Wow, I wasn't even in college yet.
No, high school.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in high school yet.
What?
Oh my God, you guys make me feel so old. So I mean, another option is definitely Starboy.
Yeah.
I think this could be an interesting intro.
I really am getting convinced.
I think he plays Starboy.
Oh, no, 100%.
But I don't know
if he opens. All these songs I see, Starboy, Blinding Lights, Can't Feel My Face, In Your Eyes, Save Your Tears, The Hills, Heartless, Too Late, I Feel It Coming, and then In the Night, they're all going to be played.
Yeah.
I think
he's going to play all the hits.
Yeah, those are the hits. Those are the big ones.
He might play like one or two more because it is going to be longer than the usual halftime show.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I think we're going to see a bulk of the hits.
Yeah.
So the ones I have in the system, Blinding Lights, In Your Eyes, Heartless, and as well as maybe we see a little bit of... He's had a lot of collaboration, so that's very interesting to see. Quickly, before we go into a little bit back into football... Nick already told me he doesn't think there's going to be any guests, but would love a guest. Do you guys think there's going to be a guest? And if you do, who's your dark horse? Who do you think could be a guest? Open the floor. Who's got something?
For the weekend?
Yeah.
Low Life is out there. It's a great song. I don't know if he plays it for the Super Bowl.
I don't think that's a Super Bowl
song. Yeah, appropriate song. I know. That's why I'm like, listen, I don't know. I don't know who he would bring out. That's like that. I'm just going to stick with my guy. I say if he does bring someone out, it's going to be Future. It is. I'm just going to stick with it.
Future is his most collaborated artist.
Yeah.
He works the most with Future. So I would agree. Future would be a good pick. But Kayla, you think there's going to be a guest? Your face tells me absolutely not.
I have no idea, honestly, because I am not very well educated on his songs or who he's collabed with. I just think because of COVID,
I'm the hip one.
I just think because of COVID, they're probably going to have him do it by himself because it's going to be very hard. You're probably gonna have to space out the artists 6 feet apart if they're performing together. I think that it's just going to be him. I don't really know because I don't know who he's done songs with. I'm going to be honest.
The
with
Weeknd
you.
Has said it's very unlikely that they're going to have.
Yeah. I just looked some stuff up, and a lot of it says.
Yeah, it's saying like
he's
basically
going to perform solo, but watch it be somebody. They're just trying to trick us.
If anyone would have the ability, the hits to play solo by themselves, the whole nine,
The Weeknd
could do it. The Weeknd could do it. Like, there's only certain people you could put in that category. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd, Drake,
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
We'll get to Ariana Grande in a second. Danny, you think they're going to be a guest? And if you do, who would you love to see?
I really don't think there's going to be any guests because, like, you know, Nick's prediction is probably the best one if we're talking musical guests. The only guest that I could see is if he does, like, some sort of TikTok-related thing and, like, Charlie D'Amelio would come out for Blinding Lights. But
I hope not.
Even at the same time, apparently the D'Amelios are being canceled right now, so in today's news. But
cancel culture.
Yeah, seriously. But I really don't think so, honestly. I just, like you said, he can carry that performance by himself, no problem.
I don't think he needs to bring out Future because he's got a ton of hits. Like, but if he were to, it would be cool.
I think him and Future play the most fun, like they play the most interesting songs.
Yeah.
But if we're talking star power with The Weeknd, there's two people we can mention: Drake and Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, I love Ariana. I mentioned her so many times during this podcast, but it has a song with The Weeknd. If anyone's gonna show up, wants that star power.
I feel like she's too big, though, to just be like a guest.
The Weeknd is.
I really do.
She could do that by herself.
Travis Scott.
She could carry a whole show.
Travis Scott
herself.
Was like the biggest artist in the country and then performed with Maroon 5. All right.
Well,
I think
that was the worst Super Bowl.
That was also
the
SpongeBob halftime show.
Yeah, that was awful.
That failed. That failed
that
people.
That was terrible.
That was so upsetting.
That was an odd one. That was an odd halftime.
He sounded like
I
he was
like,
in pain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I love Travis Scott.
Didn't Adam
Travis
Levine,
Scott's music. Oh, yeah.
Didn't Adam Levine take his shirt off, too?
Yes.
That one?
You know, I'm not shocked. You know, a lot of people like Adam Levine. I'm not going to lie to you. But nevertheless, nobody thinks they're going to be a guest?
I don't think so.
Nada.
I don't think so either. but if they would, I'd like to see a little Ariana Grande.
I'd like to see her, too.
Is she a guilty pleasure, Gary? No, I am very
open
about loving Ariana Grande.
She's so talented.
She's so good.
No, she definitely is.
Or maybe a little Kendrick Lamar, you know?
I can definitely see that. Little
Kendrick Lamar.
I can't see that.
I don't think he'd do
think
it.
Kendrick
but,
comes out. No.
You know, maybe, you know, it's an option. It's an
Kendrick,
option.
Kendrick has been quiet the past few years.
Yeah, he has. Seriously.
He dropped Darn. No.
We know what you mean.
He dropped his last album.
We get the idea.
And he dropped a couple hits. He had the Black Panther album with Pray For Me on it. So, I mean, who knows what can happen. We had a bulk talking about the fun stuff. I think that's what a big part of the Super Bowl is, having a lot of fun. Being around people, which this year obviously can't really do, but still, you know, however you want to go about it, I say do it, you know, go on Zoom, do what you got to do, you know, watch the Super Bowl. I think that could be fun. We don't do that, the Zoom viewing parties as much. I think that could be a lot of fun. But back to the serious stuff, what this podcast is all about, football.
The Weeknd.
Football.
I really had a great time talking about
the halftime show.
Can we continue?
That's what it is.
That was fun.
That's what the Super Bowl is. We talk about the fun stuff, but come on, guys.
All right, let's get back to business.
Time to talk about football, okay? I love my not plugging my own Twitter for a second here, but the video I usually post with me just yelling football, it's like a 2-second clip, and I'm just like, football. That's it.
I saw that on your Snapchat a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. It's what I'm best at.
I think
at.
I retweeted it or something.
It's so stupid. But now getting to the serious part. Done talking about myself. Guys, game picks. This is what we got. All came down to this. Who wants to go first? Does anyone want to
go
first? Kayla's to the plate.
All right. Bucks, Chiefs. This is what's going to happen. Ready? The Chiefs are going to be up 31-28 with about 1:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. Devin White is going to end up causing a fumble on one of the receivers for the Chiefs. I don't know who it's going to be. It's not going to be Hill. It's not going to be Kelsey, but one of them. And then the Bucks are to come back. Tom Brady is going to score a game-winning touchdown. They're going to win 35-31. And either Devin White or Tom Brady are going to be MVP, because if Devin White makes that huge fumble recovery, then he could be it, but I'm going to put Tom Brady as Super Bowl MVP. So that's my final pick. That was a whole scenario that I just laid out.
I really just
visioned that on my head.
Oh, no, it was really good. But here's my thing. So say Super Bowl Sunday around 8 o'clock and the game's fourth quarter. Scores what Kayla said it was before the fumble. If we see play winding down and there's a fumble, Kayla, the give me lottery numbers. Like, help me out here. Because
Hardman is going to fumble it, too.
I was
going to
say
him.
Hardman, yeah.
Because he had that big fumble last week, too.
Very specific, and I really enjoy that. Danny, is mine a hotter take than that? I don't think so.
I don't think it's much hotter than that, honestly.
Well, Kayla started.
I would love for Kayla's prediction to happen. That would make for
that
a great Super Bowl ending.
Starting it off strong. Nick, I'll go to you. Then I'll go to mine, and then I'll end with Danny's. I'll end with Danny's, because I think we might have a trend here.
All right. I've been a big Patrick Mahomes guy. I've sided with the Chiefs a lot. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl against the Packers. That obviously didn't happen. Now it's Tampa Bay. You know, he's played out of his mind. Kansas City's had a great past 2 years. But the Chiefs have fallen behind by at least 9 points in 4 of their last 5 playoff games, including last year's Super Bowl, according to the New York Times. They've won every game of those. But I think it's going to be hard for me to go against Tom Brady in this one. I'm going to have to go. The Buccaneers are going to win this game. by a score of 31-28 on a last-second field goal to win it in Tampa Bay at home. The first team to win a home Super Bowl. I think it happens. I can't go against Tom Brady. I think he gets a seventh ring.
That's what makes me want to root against him. I don't want him to win in their home stadium. You know
how cool would that be,
you know
though?
How annoying,
I mean,
that is?
He's already made so much history, and then just another thing
just another,
to mark on
yeah,
it.
Like every Northeastern person, when it's time to retire, they go to Florida.
And and I've been going back and forth on this pick. I've been a Chiefs all the way up until probably yesterday. I'm going Bucks.
You know me.
It's tough.
I'm going Bucks.
You know me, Nick. I've been talking about how high I am on the Chiefs, and until it was the Bills, I was like, no, they can't lose, they're so good. And then I was like, the Bills.
I think Patrick,
I was
Holmes,
wrong.
I think they fall in this one. I think they finally fall in this one this season.
And
Tampa
then,
Bay wins it.
And then we'll go around a second time for MVP predictions. Even though Kayla may have given her hers, but we'll go back to it. I'm going to go my pick here, and I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think anyone's really expecting a blowout here. If it's going to be a blowout, the Chiefs are going to blow them out. There's no way the Bucks are going to blow out the Chiefs. Zero chance. But I don't expect any of that to happen. I expect a close game. I'm looking at the score being somewhere around what I said previous, 24-21. That's what I expect the final score to be. 24-21, maybe even lower, depending on how I expect things to go. Rainy conditions, bad conditions, they favor one team more than the other. They favor the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They can run the ball a whole lot better. They can play a lot better defense. They're more disciplined. Tom Brady is just a more smarter, methodical player with the offense. He doesn't need to take the big shot. He doesn't want to half the time. This year, he's felt the need to take the shot. He knows in this situation, I'm going to play like Tom Brady. I'm going to be level-headed, be cool. If I throw one touchdown, if we win the game, I don't care. So I think that's how it's going to play out. So I'm going to go final score, 24-21, Tampa Bay. They'll take it at home. I don't like that. I think it's stupid, but whatever, they're going to win at home. It's going to be nice confetti cannons and all, and it's going to be nice and cute for
Tom
Brady.
Some red Gatorade.
For Tom Brady and his red Gatorade, and then everyone's going to fall in love again and going to hate it. It's going to be all sappy and cute. It's going to be like a Disney movie. But, Danny, I'll go to you. Shockingly enough, you might be outnumbered here, bud.
Sadly, I am, and I'm really just I'm digging myself a grave here betting against Tom Brady, but I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going with a similar score to the last game they played in the regular season. I'm going to go 30-24 here. Patrick Mahomes, obviously the MVP. We talked before the podcast about perhaps Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger being. I don't know. Unless he makes like a really, really absurd play to change the direction of that game, I can't see anyone else being it besides Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to go 30-24 for the Chiefs. I'm really just shooting myself in the foot here because I bet against Tom Brady once already in these playoffs, and he proved me wrong. So I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs now. I'm going with my gut here.
So you're going Chiefs, and we'll go to you to start the MVP discussion.
Oh, yeah, I just said it, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, sadly, I think Patrick Mahomes is the difference within that offense. If Chad Henne's running that offense, they're not going to even compete with the Buccaneers at that point, which I'm very glad that Patrick Mahomes did not get COVID trying to get a haircut. That would be very, very bad for the Super Bowl. But, I'm definitely going Patrick Mahomes here. We all know the young phenomenon that he is, and I think that he can take down the GOAT at age 44.
The GOAT at age 44.
I believe he's 44. I really hope I'm not wrong.
43.
He's 43.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
We're all, in the same window. And
close enough.
Yeah.
43.
He's an old guy. That's bottom line. He's old. But, yeah, I think it's tough to argue against Patrick Mahomes. I really think it is. I did go with the Bucks, so one more time, I'm going to play Ariana Grande, and the one guy is going to get his seventh ring, and it's going to be Tom Brady. And more importantly, he's going to spread the ball around to a point where they have to give him the Super Bowl MVP. I think he's going to be the guy who makes the play late in the game, and it's going to be the deciding factor. He's going to be the most important player on the field. If he plays good, they'll win. If they play bad, they're probably not going to win. It's going to come down to Brady, and I'll give him MVP for that reason. Most valuable player in the game. I think it's easy to say. Nick, I'll go to you, then Kayla will finish it off.
Gary, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think Tom Brady gets a seventh ring. I think he gets another MVP award. I remember a few years ago, Super Bowl 50, it was the young star Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, you know, looking, he was at the back end of his career. And I took Cam Newton. I thought I was riding the high horse of the hot team at the moment. The Panthers were playing really well that year. Cam Newton was amazing. Kind of similar here with Patrick Mahomes. He's already has a Super Bowl, but he's the young guy in this matchup. But I'm not gonna do that again. I think Tampa Bay and Tom Brady gets the win, and he takes home the MVP. I think they run the ball effective, and I think he takes care of the ball. And like you said, I think he spreads it around to his receivers, and they win this one. And he wins MVP.
Kayla, I'll go to you.
There is no way that the Bucs are winning this game without Tom Brady being the Super Bowl MVP. I mean, he's going to be, for the Bucs, the best player on the field. I kind of said in my scenario that Devin White would come up with a big defensive play, but that still makes Tom Brady have to go down and score the game-winning touchdown. No matter where you're at, no matter how much time you think you have, Tom Brady is that guy that will make you pay. And if the Bucs win this game, there's no reason that Tom Brady won't be Super Bowl MVP.
Tom Brady, 3 out of 4 people say, and at least in this room, say he's going to get 7th Super Bowl victory. While when we did offsides, 3 out of 4 people said Patrick Mahomes is going to go back-to-back. Granted, the sample size includes 2 of the same people, but we were split anyway. Danny went with KC, went with KC again. I went with Tampa Bay. I thought mine was a hot take. When did this happen?
I did too.
It's switched over.
I'm not feeling great about my odds now. I'm outnumbered here.
He's doubting himself.
If we would have recorded this one first, I would have felt like I would have felt that my odds were terrible. So that's where I feel weird.
I was considering saying Tampa Bay to have, you know, 2 picks, 1 for KC on all sides, and then Tampa Bay on the podcast, so I'm not wrong either way.
You were trying to play it safe.
Yeah.
No. We don't do that here. We don't do that here. Yeah. Tom Brady might be going to win his 7th NFL Super Bowl championship.
What a story.
Patrick Mahomes looks to go back-to-back, get his 2nd in less than 4 years. An incredible story no matter which way it happened. We're happy to be along here for the ride. Full season. Full season, guys. We did good. We did good. We finally made it with occasional rants about the weekend, but we finally made it. Fun times all around, and we're not done. We still got the off season. That's where we really start going.
This off season's going to be very, very interesting with, you know, the quarterbacks that want to be traded, that might be traded, everything that's going to be going on with the draft.
It's already started.
You know what? We're just thankful Carson Wentz wasn't traded in this episode.
No,
we're done recording. Thank you for listening. That has been it for the 3rd and Long podcast right here on Maroon Radio, 89.7 WGLS on demand. Super Bowl Sunday, this Sunday, going to be a fun one. We can't wait to see what happens. We'll be back again next week with a recap of the Super Bowl and look ahead to the off season. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you're along with us for the ride. But once again, for Kayla Santiago, Danny Ryan, Nick Earnshaw, myself, Gary Early, that'll do it for the 3rd and Long podcast right here on Maroon Radio.
Rowan Radio 89.7 WGLS FM presents 3rd and Long, a weekly roundtable discussion where the distinct voices of the Rowan Radio Sports Department discuss everything in the world of football.